Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning, guys. Do you know what today is?
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, may the 4th be with you. It's National Star Wars Day. It's May the 4th. And it's also National Teacher Appreciation Day. So just think about it. You might want to, you know, send the kids into school with maybe a handmade card. Make it a special day for them.
Do you know what a student is called in Star Wars?
I do not.
A Padawan. That is a Jedi in training.
Nice. I recall that word. Yeah.
Yeah. So like Obi-Wan Kenobi, he was the teacher. He was teaching Luke Skywalker.
Right.
In that very first Star Wars film, how to become a Jedi. So he was a Padawan.
He was the student? He was the master
Luke,
Padawan. Oh,
Luke was the student.
Yes. Said,
yeah, the student is the Padawan.
Right. So
there
what
you
was
go.
Obi-Wan? Like the master?
He was just the Jedi master.
Got it.
The teacher. But you know what? We're going to do Star Wars trivia for Beat the Beat at 7:30 since it is Star Wars Day. So that's a $50 gift card.
May the Force be with you.
Oh, I like it.
I do, too. Yeah. Now, I'm not a super Star Wars fan, but I've seen it, certainly. I've certainly seen it.
I would like for you to get into The Mandalorian. I think you'd like it.
Jim loves that.
It's really good. So that'll be fun. We'll do that at 7:30. You guys can win something cool. 8 o'clock. This is cool. I think this could be the first ever gender reveal dad we had. Just the dad alone. At 8 o'clock for our What Will It Be contest, because mom is working hard. But James from Mount Laurel is going to reveal what the couple is having. So that's really cool. Shortly after that, guess what? $808 for the impossible question at 8:15. More than a third of Americans do this every day. What is it? We told you it's food related. Think about it. Good luck. A major clue happened. I don't know. Should we mention it now or just wait until 8:15?
I think you guys got to wait.
Yeah, well, we're going to make you wait for that.
You 8:15. Know, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Make sure.
Let's get invested in this IQ.
Yes, absolutely. Guys, tune in at 8:15 because we will reveal the major clue that you're going to need to win that. Disney code word at 5 o'clock, a chance to win a Disney World trip for four with Mark Shepard. Although Mark's not going with you. I promise. I don't think I'd go on that trip. I love Mark. I think he'd drive me nuts on that plane. The Be Up Club.
He keeps showing you a pair of eyes and say, those are these. Eyes have it.
Yeah, that's right. He does that Facebook game. The eyes
I
will
love
have
that
it.
Game,
he's
actually.
He's really good at it.
Yeah.
He's really good at it. we love you, Mark. Be Up Club is going to happen very shortly on our Facebook page. Join us if you can at B101 Philly.
Well, may the 4th be with you. And also with our top fan of the day today, Stephanie Primorano from Philadelphia. Stephanie liked our B101 Philly Facebook page, and she's really interactive with there. She comments on a lot of posts, which is cool.
Yeah, and that's how you get to be named the top fan. You know, you just be cool with us. And before you know it, Jen and Bill are giving you a lot of love on the air.
And social media posts throughout the day as well. You'll see your name, Stephanie, and you deserve it.
You certainly do. Well earned, well deserved, Steph.
And may the 4th be with you.
Indeed. The Top Fan is sponsored by the Kimmel Cultural Campus, celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week. Prizes at KimmelCenter.org. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Well, since today is National Teacher Appreciation Day, right? And let's be honest, where would we all be without our teachers? We would love for you guys to call in. Tell us about a teacher you remember most and why. Okay, doesn't have to be your favorite, but who do you always just tend to remember? Yeah. So I do remember my middle school world cultures teacher. His name was Mr. Waltz because he owned a buffalo farm in Westchester.
Wow.
And he would take us on these field trips pretty often. Like, I remember we loved going to his farm. You never actually see buffalo. Mm-hmm. Right? So Mr. Waltz for me, definitely.
I mean, how do you compete with that?
It was really, really
your own
cool.
farm. That is amazing. I had so many great teachers. I the list is long, but by far the one I remember the most, it was my post-high school college teacher, Mr. Bill Singer. He ran a broadcasting school in New Jersey. And when I got out of school, I was like, I need a little hands-on training. You know what I mean? So I went there for like a year. It was amazing. I thought to myself, I want to do this for a living. It's so much fun.
Hmm.
Little did I know. No, it was the right career choice for me. I knew immediately.
Is he the one that made you come up with that name? Jace
Taylor. Well, so you would do these mock shows.
Right,
so you would be in a studio just by yourself, and you would have to do a one-hour show. And I came up with the name
Jace,
Jace Taylor.
Was it short for Jason? What was
it? Yeah, it was like short for Jay. It was like I saw it on a cartoon or something. I was like, oh, that's a cool name. Jace.
I'm Jace.
I'm Jace in the morning. And I did this whole hour show. I wish I had those tapes. It was so horrible. But anyway, he had such a lasting impression on me, and he's the teacher I remember
that's
it the
cool.
most. You know?
That's cool. That's what we want to hear about.
Absolutely. So how about you guys? Tell us about a teacher you remember the most and why. 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
On the line is Teacher Pat, and we want to wish you a very happy National Teacher Appreciation Day. We want to thank you for all you do. And Teacher Pat, I mean, you've been teaching a long time, because I know you're retiring later this year, right?
Yeah, this is my last Teacher Appreciation Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations, though. And again, I mean, years and years of loving and teaching our kids. We can't thank you enough.
Oh, well, thank you. And the teacher I remember most is my eighth grade teacher, Sister Frances Margaret.
Okay.
She was very tough. Mm-hmm. But she was funny. If they misbehaved, she put them in a closet.
Oh, my gosh.
I always remember her.
Now, is Sister, did you say Frances Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, was she the one that kind of inspired you to go into teaching?
No, actually, it was more my mom because she was a teacher.
Well, how about
that? It runs in the family.
Yeah, it is a calling, isn't it, Pat?
It is. I have a brother-in-law who was one. I have a niece who's a teacher.
Wow.
Actually, a couple of nieces.
Well, enjoy your last National Teacher Appreciation Day.
And we salute your entire family.
Yeah.
Thank you. I do have a sign in my room that says, "You don't scare me. I was taught by nuns."
Oh!
I love
That's
it.
That's awesome. Teacher Pat, have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat. 888-333-B101. Tell us about the teacher you remember the most and why. 888-333-B101. Well, may the 4th be with you and with our teachers, of course. It is National Teacher Appreciation Day. And you know what? We're taking a little walk down memory lane.
We are. Yeah, we're having fun with this. We would love to hear about the teacher you remember the most and why. President of the Be Up Club, Pam Irwin. Go ahead.
So it was my 11th grade English teacher. Her name was Mrs. Kingham, but we were only allowed to call her Weenie. She was very informal with us. She was really great. She, like, really got kids. You know, she just was very down to earth.
Yeah.
And she instilled my love of reading Mary Higgins Clark.
Oh.
Wow.
When I was in school, if I could not get into, like, the first chapter of a book, I literally would not read it.
You're well, like what? Bill today. You can't get into
books. Yeah, I can't get into a book. So what did Weenie do? What was Weenie's trick?
One of the reading books that she gave us was a book called Where Are the Children? And when I read that, I just loved it. And then I had to scoop up everything I could on Mary Higgins Clark.
Oh, cool.
And to this day, even though she's passed away, I still read her books.
There are so many of her books
She's got a lot.
Yeah.
She's got a lot.
She writes like thrillers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like psychological thrillers.
Yeah, I've never read, obviously, I don't read books, but
Bill,
I do.
You should try, Mary
I
Higgins
should try.
Clark.
I just remember.
Well, I still read books.
Okay.
And as well as I like Mary Higgins Clark, there's another author that's really good. Her name's Lynn Cahoon.
Does she offer any golf tips in these books? Because if not, I'm not reading
it. No, you don't get golf tips.
Are there zombies and superheroes and monsters? Doesn't sound like my kind of book.
Bill, you need comic books.
That's right. I just want comic books and golf magazine, Golf Digest.
The more pictures, the better for you.
That's right. I want the pop-up books, too.
Are the plastic ones that you can take into the shower with you because they're waterproof?
Yes, you can stick them onto the sidewall and you can turn the pages.
Do color forms count as a book?
Color forms were the best. They were the best. Oh,
next thing you know, he's going to take bath crayons in and start decorating the shower wall.
President of the Be Up Club, Pam Irwin. Yeah. Always fun to talk to you. And thank you for telling
us
about Weenie.
To this day, I still talk to her. She's an amazing person.
Great.
In fact, she was at my wedding when I got married.
How about that?
She gave me away.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
Yes. We're close with her.
Yeah, yeah. She's an amazing person.
All right, how about you guys on this Teacher Appreciation Day? Tell us about a teacher you remember the most and why. 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Well, we love our teachers, and on this National Teacher Appreciation Day, we're having so much fun taking your calls and hearing about the teacher that you remember the most and why.
Yeah, go ahead, Cara.
I was in college, and I had a teacher, Christopher Burst. Mm-hmm. He was a college professor that I've had, and he was, like, amazing. He made the class, like, so memorable. Like, he taught us to think outside the box. And by doing that, he had us climb out the window. We were on the first floor, okay. But he had us climb out the window.
All right.
And he made the class so fun.
That is cool, because you will never forget doing that.
And was it hard to get in that class after a while? I'm sure it sounds like a very popular teacher.
I always made it in there. I had him for 5 semesters, and he was, like, amazing.
That's awesome. Aww.
And that's what inspired me to be a teacher, because I'm a teacher now.
What grade do you teach?
Now I'm a teacher. Pre-K.
Well, you know what? It's never too early to teach those kids to think outside the box.
Yep.
Just don't have them climb out the window.
Yeah, right. They're a little too young for that.
No.
Kara, thank you for sharing your story about your professor. He sounds awesome.
You're welcome.
And happy Teacher Day to you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, coming up very soon, 7:30, we're going to play Beat the Bee, your chance to win a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It is a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew Gastropub with locations in Havertown and Media. Thanks to visitdelcopa.com. And this morning, we are playing with Kathy. She is from ATCO, and she was caller number 10.
Okay, Kathy, it is 5 trivia questions for Jen. And today's category, of course, it is Star Wars in honor of Star Wars Day. Now, you can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5, right, and you're going to win. Kathy, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I'm ready.
All right. Of course, it is also National Teachers Appreciation Day. Luke Skywalker, Jen, had 2 teachers, 2 Jedi Masters. Which one of those said, do or do not? There is no try. I just love that saying. It gives me chills. Do or do not, there is no try. Was that Obi-Wan Kenobi or Yoda? Kathy, will she know that?
Yeah, she'll know that.
By talking to winners of our What Will It Be? Gender Reveal Contest, sponsored by Axia Women's Health, Women Deserve More. And this morning, and this might be a first, Bill, I'm trying to remember, but we're talking to a daddy-to-be. So his name is James Case, and he is from Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Hi, James. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah. So your wife, Lauren, she couldn't join us this morning. Is she working? Is she being Wonder Woman while pregnant?
Yes, she is. She's a middle school teacher.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. So, James, the due date is November 11th, 11-11, lucky number 11 for you guys. Is this your first child?
Yes, this is. In fact, it's twins.
Wait a minute. Back up. You're having twins?
Yes.
Well, this is incredible. How appropriate. 11-11, and you're having twins.
Now, does everybody know this, James, or is this part of the announcement?
This is part of the announcement.
Wow.
Only my parents know.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
All Philadelphia knows. The rest of your friends and family. Okay, so you are having twins, and this is your first pregnancy. God bless you both.
Thank you.
What I hear, James, when you have twins the first time is that you have no idea that it could be any different, so you're able to deal with it. Much better than if you had one first time.
Yeah.
And then you had twins like this.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
How are you feeling right now, knowing that everyone's listening, and I guess you're about to tell everyone what the gender of the twins are? How does it feel?
It's extremely exciting. I can't wait.
Okay. Listen, the moment has arrived. James, we know you're having twins, but what are you having?
We're having a baby girl and boy.
Oh,
whoa! That is incredible.
Congratulations.
That is awesome.
Thank you. We're really excited.
You should be really excited. Now, mommy-to-be Lauren, your wife, has she told her students?
Not yet, but they might find out soon.
I think they'll probably hear today.
So she's just 12 weeks, so she's just starting
to
show.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, I hate to break it to you, but she's going to show very quickly, and she's going to be double the size.
That's right. Double trouble, James. We hope not.
Well, we are really happy for you, both. And we want to thank you guys for entering our What Will It Be Gender Reveal contest. Once again, it is sponsored by Axia Women's Health. Women Deserve More. And please tell your wife, Lauren, that you just won a $200 Visa gift card that you can spend on $100 for each twin.
There you
go. And, Bill, we should throw in 2. I was going to say, you get 1 baby bee onesie, but maybe we can throw in 2.
We're going to spring for 2.
That's right.
Just for you guys.
Awesome.
A boy and a girl. We couldn't be more happy for you.
Congratulations once again.
Thank you very much.
Give Lauren our best, okay?
I will.
And wish her a happy Mother's Day.
Yes, indeed.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Thank you, James. It was awesome talking to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Twins for the cases.
In the 3 years we've been doing this, I think that's our first twins.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So history was made right here on B101, right?
And we will have our next gender reveal contest winner join us on the air tomorrow, same time, 8 a.m., to tell us what will it be.
In the meantime, we have a huge jackpot. $808 for the impossible question coming up very soon at 8:15. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
$808 in the IQ jackpot this morning. More than a third of Americans do this every day. What is it?
Hey, Ed, good morning. What is your guess?
I'm going to have to say a grilled cheese sandwich.
Now, are they one of your favorites?
Yes, it is.
Jen and myself go to a very good place in Limerick.
Yes, it's called Railroad, and they do like gourmet grilled cheeses.
And they have a lobster grilled cheese.
Yep.
I highly suggest it's a little expensive, but I think you can afford it. You know why? You just won $808. That is the right answer.
That's it. I'm going there.
Ed,
great job. Yes. So this is according to the book, Outsmarting Female Fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 35% of us eat a grilled cheese sandwich every day.
I'm going to have one this afternoon.
Well, listen, enjoy all that money, Ed, and hang on. We'll get your info, okay?
Thank you.
And so that means we will start over tomorrow with a brand new IQ. And Bill and I have been talking about this. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it a personal one.
We are.
Yeah.
And we've been sitting on this one for quite some time.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So we will ask that question tomorrow morning at 8:15 right here on B101. And it's time now to be on top of it, entertainment-wise, sponsored by Dell Technologies. Now, the reason you are going to see Ben Affleck trending today is because he did something a little strange, okay? So he is on this very exclusive dating app. It's called Raya. And there's a woman on there named Naveen, and she's just stunning. She's beautiful. They came up as a potential match, but she unmatched him, and apparently he was just very disappointed, so he DM'd her a quick video asking this.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
And the reason you're hearing a little music in the background there is because she then put that video up on TikTok saying, this is what happens when you get matched with Ben Affleck, but you're not sure if it's really him. I don't know. I'm thinking Ben and Naveen might be meeting up pretty soon.
I think so. Yeah. That Raya app, by the way, like only 7 or 8% of people who apply
get accepted.
Oh, yeah. It's that exclusive.
Well, I think we're all a little surprised and saddened to hear that this match didn't work out. So after 27 years of marriage, Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing. Mm. They released a joint statement. It was very nice. And in part, it read that they will continue to work together at their foundation, but they no longer believe they can grow together as a couple.
How about that? Do you think he's thinking, look, if Bezos can do it, maybe I can too?
Stop.
I don't know. What if he gets together with Mackenzie, Bezos's ex? Maybe they're on Raya.
Oh.
You never know. You never know how these things are going to work out. How about this? Diddy has officially changed his legal name again on his driver's license. I like it, though.
All right.
I like Diddy's new name, Sean Love Combs. Of course, Sean Combs is his real name.
It was Sean Diddy Combs, right?
Now, Sean Love Combs, he shared it on Instagram yesterday. I hope he sticks with this one, but artists do like to switch things up, you know what I mean?
Maybe Sean Love Combs is on Raya.
Maybe he's on Raya.
Looking for love.
That's right, it's his alias. So excited for this Marvel news. You know I'm a geek about this. They have unveiled their schedule for the next 10 Marvel Cinematic Universe films called Phase 4. This is between now and 2023, Jen. I know hubby Jim is a big fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
So among the headlines, the upcoming sequel to Black Panther, it'll be titled Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Cool.
That is due out July 8th, 2022. Meantime, Captain Marvel 2 has been titled The Marvels and will be released on November 11th, 2022. And you'll see a new character called Miss Marvel. She'll be in there as well.
Oh,
she's
good.
A teenage superhero. And of course, let's not forget.
May the Force be with you.
It is May 4th. It is National Star Wars Day. We're Jen and Bill. That is Be On Top of It on Philly's B101.1.
And it's time now to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy. While you're working on this Tuesday, it is sponsored by T-Mobile. And go to b101philly.com/T-Mobile to find out how to enter T-Mobile's Gratitude sweepstakes for the chance to win a $500 Visa gift card. Well, if this isn't a sign of just true and everlasting love, I don't know what is. But so there's this 79-year-old man. He's from Canada. Now, he wanted to stay anonymous in the press, even though stories were done on him. He never gave his name. But he actually went to beauty school. He wanted to learn how to do hair and makeup for his wife of 50 years because her eyesight is starting to fail.
I mean, this is so sweet.
Right?
I don't know if it's something I could ever do because I'm just a mess. I don't think I have the patience for it. But he says his beautiful wife just always loves to take such pride in her appearance. He says it's very important for her. So he wanted to be there, you know, and he learned how to curl hair on a mannequin, just like they do, obviously, in beauty school. He then learned how to put mascara on. And the teacher said he did so well, they actually gave him full makeup lessons. And when he graduated, he and his wife visited the beauty school, and the employees there were crying when they met her. And I also saw what an amazing job he did. Again, I mean, you're right. That is true love.
I am so touched by this story.
Listen.
And I hope when my eyesight fails, my husband would do the same thing. Actually, maybe all of you do the same thing. Bill, are you going to be around when I'm old
Boy,
and decrepit, and will you put my makeup on?
You have quite a choice of men, me or Jim. That's quite the selection you got there. Let's be positive. Phillies B101.1.